The race for governor is being set up as a landslide loss for Republican David Williams that could turn into a shellacking for the entire GOP slate. The state Senate president has trailed Democratic incumbent Steve Beshear by as much as 31 points in the polls. The latest survey shows him 25 points behind. Political science professor Eric Ostermeyer is a research associate at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs at the University of Minnesota. He is forecasting a historic loss for Williams.
It needs to be emphasized how unusual, not just the size of the victory, but the low percentage of the vote that David Williams is going to receive in this race. I mean, the Kentucky Republican Party has its work cut out for it in the next few days if it's going to avoid one of the most, frankly, dismal performances in a top-of-the-ticket statewide race since going back to just shortly after the Civil War.
The lowest tally garnered by a Republican gubernatorial candidate in Kentucky since 1870 went to Pepe Martin, who recorded just 22% of the vote in 1999. The latest polling puts Williams at 29%. Independent Gatewood Galbraith has 9%. Ostermeyer says the gap is surprising, given Kentucky's fairly high unemployment rate and the unpopularity of President Obama in the Commonwealth. When asked about the numbers, Williams has kept a brave face and dismissed the polls.
The Republican voters will come home and when all the decisions are made. Many Democrats will join us and independents if they want someone with an agenda that will create jobs in the future, well-paying jobs, and get us on track. Or if they want someone that's not willing to come forward and will not even tell them what the agenda is, then they'll have to vote for Steve Beshear.
GOP luminaries Mike Huckabee, Rudy Giuliani, and Sarah Palin have shown interest in Kentucky's elections, but none of them have said anything about David Williams.
Hello, this is Governor Sarah Palin urging you to vote for Todd Poole for Attorney General.
They're all looking down the ticket to Attorney General candidate Todd Poole, who is challenging incumbent Jack Conway.
Todd Poole is a common-sense conservative who shares our values. We can count on him to stand up and defend our Constitution.
If elected, the Hopkins County attorney would have the best opportunity to enact a Tea Party agenda. The state's top lawyer could sue the federal government to combat regulations or join other attorneys general in fighting the president's health care law.
And stop Obama's EPA from destroying Kentucky coal jobs.
But Poole, like other GOP contenders, is being weighed down by Williams, and state Democrats are predicting a clean sweep. Poole says he isn't worried Williams' unpopularity will infect his race.
In 2007, my friend Governor Ernie Fletcher lost that night by 18 points on the same night that my friend and classmate Trey Grayson won by 18 points. People of Kentucky can clearly identify these races and make an objective decision based on each candidate in each race. And I'm really not concerned about any other race.
Whatever the results end up being, Ostermeyer doesn't expect Tuesday's outcome to say anything about next year's presidential race.
Kentucky's fairly unique in that it's cast its electoral college votes for the Republican presidential nominee in six of the nine cycles since 1968 in which a Democratic governor has been in office in Kentucky. So, you know, seeing a Democrat win and win substantially in the gubernatorial race in the year before the presidential election year doesn't always have that effect that the national Democratic Party would like it to have.
The polls open tomorrow at 6 a.m. Philip Bailey, WFPL News.